Nick Hockmeyer makes his season debut for Elizabethton. He leads off. He's out of Purdue, Fort Wayne, the Mastodons of the Horizon League. Hoover is set and ready to go from the windup. First pitch to Hockmeyer is a ball low and in. Kingsport with a 14-9 overall record, half a game back from first place in the West Division, while the Elizabethton River Riders are 6.5 games back in last place. There's ball two up and in. Very great crowd at Hunter Wright Stadium, one of the more highly attended games. The 2-0 is grounded sharply to third. Newhand makes the backhand play. Throw across the diamond is on the money for the out.
Now batting the catcher, number 46, Jaden Lobliner.
Jaden Lobliner was out of the lineup yesterday playing in the Appalachian League West select game against Team USA. On the season, Lobliner is batting 238 with 9 RBIs and 9 runs scored. Now, although he is just 10 for 42, 6 of those 10 hits have been for extra bases, including 4 home runs. First pitch from Hoover is a ball low and away. So Stone Lawless giving Drew Hoover the singles, making his Kingsport debut behind the plate. Did not see any action with the Volunteers this season. The 1-0. Strike one call. Drew Hoover, in 19 innings pitched, has allowed 8 earned runs on 16 hits, 14 walks, 21 strikeouts, only 1 home run. The 1-1. Low and inside, almost clipped him on the foot. 2 balls and a strike. Now, Drew Hoover, this is something that's out of his control, has not had much run support. Every other starting pitcher has had at least 5.5 run support per game as the next pitch is fouled back, strike two. Hoover, in 4 starts, has only gotten 7 runs of support, which is 1.75 runs per game. And that's just not enough. And the offense needs to step up for Hoover tonight, and I think they will. The count is square on Lobliner. The 2-2 from Hoover. Ball 3 outside. Kingsport starting pitchers entering tonight are 4-5 overall with a 4.8 ERA. That record continues to improve, and that ERA continues to drop. The payoff pitch, ball 4 up and away, and it's a one-out walk for Lobliner.
Now batting the second baseman, number 3, Adam Magpock.
Adam Magpock is back in the lineup. He was also missing playing in the Appy League West select game yesterday. Magpock this season is batting 286 with 8 RBIs, 9 runs scored. He is 16 for his first 56 at-bats with 5 extra base hits, 19 walks, and only 13 strikeouts. First pitch to Magpock is a ball upstairs. Elizabethton with the worst overall record in the Appalachian League. Pulaski is 1 game ahead of them in the East Division. The 1-0. Ball 2 low and away. Hoover struggling to find the strike zone early on. He has thrown 11 pitches, only 3 strikes, and one of those 3 strikes was put in play, and then another one was a foul ball. Only 1 called strike from Hoover. Hoover throws back to first. That's late. Well, Hoover can certainly pick off runners. He's picked off 3 this season, including 2 in his last start on June 26th against the Flyboys, and that was a 1-1 tie-breaking win over Greenville. The 2-0. Ball 3 up and away. If you throw ball 4 in this next pitch, which would be a 4-pitch walk, I think Stone Lawless will most likely pay a visit to Drew Hoover. So Lawless out of the University of Tennessee, Hoover out of East Tennessee State. The 3-0. Strike 1 call. Drew Hoover threw a first pitch strike to just 12 of 23 batters in his last start. 3 balls and a strike. Hitters count for Magpock. The pitch lined foul down the left field line. So Hoover was down to the count. 3 balls and no strikes, and has made it full against Magpock, who leads the team in walks with 19 bases on balls. Drew Hoover, in his last 2 starts, has walked 8 batters and struck out 11. The payoff pitch. Ball four outside. Magpak books his team-leading 20th walk of the season. It advances Lobliner to second base. Back-to-back walks from Hoover. And the River Riders have runners on first and second with one out. It brings up the cleanup batter, Kevin Hall Jr. Stole his sixth base of the season yesterday against Kingsport. He's four for his first 16 at-bats with the River Riders, batting 250. First offering from Hoover. Almost hit Hall Jr. on the shoulder, but it's ball one. So Hoover has thrown a first pitch ball to all four batters. And that was something he struggled with in his last start. Magpak on first, Lobliner on second. They both walked. The 1-0. Ball two, low and away, and it's dropped by Lawless, but he's able to pick it up in time before Lobliner made his way to third. Hoover has thrown 18 pitches, 13 balls, 5 strikes. River Riders look to strike first. Hoover from the stretch position. Fires home the 2-0. Ball three outside. And Hoover, after retiring his first batter, is in danger of walking the next three and bringing up the dangerous Leandro Perez, who is an extra base hit machine for the River Riders. Three balls and no strikes. The pitch home. Low and inside, ball four. It's a four-pitch walk to Kevin Hall Jr., and Hoover has walked the bases loaded. And now pitching coach Josh Lucas, who was also absent from last night's game at the Appy League West Select game, makes a mound visit to Drew Hoover. I'll tell you what. When Hoover retired his first batter, the Wasp was not in the booth, but since then, the Wasp has been making camp here. So I think if we get the Wasp out of here, Hoover will start to find his rhythm again. But he is showing no sign of leaving. There he goes. And don't come back. Bases loaded, one out for Leandro Perez. Hall Jr. on first, Magpak on second, Lobliner on third. Hoover has walked each of his last three batters, but a double play ball can end a scoreless frame. First pitch to Perez. Strike one call, it was dropped by Lawless, but he keeps it in front. Ball and no strikes to Perez. The pitch. Ball one just outside. Even count on Perez. Hall Jr. on first, Magpak on second, Lobliner on third. Hoover from the stretch position. Hurls home the 1-1. Swinging a ground ball to shortstop. Swinney fields it cleanly. Tossed to second in time. Henschen's throw to first. Yes, siree, Bob! It's a half-inning ending, 6-4-3, double play. The River Riders strand the bases loaded. We head to the bottom of the first. Due up for Kingsport, Tyree Jackson, Devin Zyrus, and Mason Swinney.
Focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region. Service makes the Valley Health Best Seats in the House. Support students' personalized hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us.
Congratulations, you all are tonight's Valley Health Best Seats in the House winners.
Drew Hoover threw 22 pitches in the first inning. Only seven were strikes, but somehow, some way, throws a scoreless frame. To the bottom of the first, let's give you the Elizabethan defensive alignment. While the Wasp flies behind me. Starting pitcher Nash Bingham, the catcher Jaden Lobliner, first baseman James Woody, second baseman Adam Macpock, third baseman Austin Hartzell, shortstop Kevin Hall Jr., in left field Cole Torbett, center fielder Nick Hockmeyer, and in right field Brady Piccarelli. Tonight's designated hitter is Leandro Perez. So Kingsport offensively has really struggled in the first inning. They've only brought home 8 runs. First offering for Bingham. It's a ball outside. The first inning, Axemen have the lowest average at 181, fewest extra base hits at 2, and fewest runs at 8, the 1-0. Strike one call. Every other team has a minimum of 4 extra base hits and 12 runs in the first inning. And last night, Kingsport went 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts in the frame. There's ball 2 low and away.
Freeze! Everybody clap your hands!
Scoreless in the bottom of the first inning, the 2-1. Jackson fouls it off the backstop, strike 2. Jackson against Elizabethton this season is 1-for-8 with a hit by pitch, a run scored, a pair of stolen bases, and 2 strikeouts. The 2-2. Jackson ropes it into center field for a base hit. It's a leadoff single for Tyree Jackson, and he extends his hit streak to 5 games.
The first baseman, number 15, Devin Zyrus.
Devin Zyrus returns to the lineup. He was out of the lineup yesterday. He was playing in the select game. First offering from Bingham. It's a ball outside. Devin Zyrus this season is 15 for his first 52 at-bats with 4 doubles, a triple, and 3 home runs. 8 of his 15 hits, which is more than half, have been for extra bases. The 1-0. Ball 2 outside. It's a hitter's count for Devin Zyrus. He leads the team with a 999 OPS. Base hit will boost that to above 1,000. The 2-0. Ball 3 up and away. Well, Devin Zyrus hasn't put a ton of balls in play recently, but for the best reason possible, because he walked 4 times last game. The 3-0. Ball 4 low and outside. For the 5th time in his last 6 plate appearances, Devin Zyrus walks, and the Axemen have runners on first and second with nobody out. All of a sudden, Zyrus is this walk machine. Quick mound visit from catcher Jaden Lobliner to Nash Bingham. Kingsport and Elizabethton are scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Mason Swinney up the bat. Jackson on second, Zyrus on first. Well, Swinney is tied with Jet Gilliam, his teammate, for the league lead with 5 no-out extra base hits. First pitch to Swinney is a chopper to second base, picked up by Magpock. He tosses it to second in time, but the throw to first is late, and Mason Swinney reaches on a fielder's choice. And with that, Swinney has 17 one-pitch at-bats, which is the second most in the league. Runners on the corners with one out in a scoreless game for Cal Sefcik. He was absent from the lineup yesterday but returns. And this is his wheelhouse when batting with one out. Sefcik is 10 for 20. First offering to Sefcik, a strike one call. Sefcik 10 for 20 batting with one out. The 500 average is tied for the third best in the league. The 0-1. Sefcik with a slow roller back to the pitcher, Bingham. He fields it cleanly, looks back at the runner at third, but tosses it to first in time for the out. But Swinney advances to second base.
The third baseman, number 29, Nico Nguyen.
Two runners in scoring position with two outs for Nico Nguyen, and this is where the man thrives. When batting with runners in scoring position and two outs, Nguyen is 7 for 12 with a triple and 9 RBIs. Last night in this situation, went 1 for 2 with an RBI single. First offering. Ball outside. Nguyen has the most RBIs in the Appalachian League when hitting with runners in scoring position and two outs. The 1-0. Nguyen grounds it up the middle. Second baseman Magpak picks it up. Throw to first on the run is in time for the out. So the Axemen strand two runners in scoring position, just like Elizabethton did in the top half, through an inning scoreless in Kingsport.
Hey fans, don't forget that tonight is fireworks night. Stay after the game to commemorate Independence Day a day early and view this fireworks celebration with us. Fans, let's also give a warm Kingsport welcome to the Outlaws.
So Bingham threw 14 pitches, 7 strikes. Hoover threw 22 pitches and 7 strikes. Do it for Elizabethan when we return. Cole Torbett, Brady Piccarelli, and James Woody, the 6, 7, 8 batters. Drew Hoover returns to the mound for Kingsport. In one inning of work, he allowed no runs on no hits, 3 walks, and no strikeouts. It was a half-inning double play, 6-4-3, that stranded the bases loaded. First pitch is a called strike to Cole Torbett. Torbett this season is 5 for his first 21 at-bats with 2 walks and 9 strikeouts. The 0-1. Cut and a miss, strike 2. Drew Hoover, in 19 and 2/3 innings pitched, has struck out 21 batters. In the second inning this season, the Axemen have outscored their opponents by 4. The 0-2, ball 1 low and away, kept in front by Stone Lawless. So Mark Henschen, the second baseman, and Stone Lawless, the catcher, both making their Axemen debuts tonight. Henschen was part of the double play in the first inning, threw it to first. From the windup, Hoover hurls home the 1-2. Cut and a miss! Hoo-ah! Drew Hoover punches out Torbett for his first strikeout of the night. One down in the top of the second.
The right fielder, number 6, Brady Piccarelli.
Base is empty with one out for Brady Piccarelli. First offering from Hoover. It's a ball middle inside. Piccarelli, 8 for his first 40 at-bats, batting 200. That's simple math because 40 divided by 8 is 5, and 1 out of 5 is 0.2. There's ball 2. See, I went to school to learn. Hitter's count for Piccarelli. The 2-0. Half swing and a miss. Strike 1. Hoover walked 3 batters in a row in the top of the first to load the bases with 1 out, but then Perez grounded into that half-inning ending double play. The 2-1. Cut and a miss. Strike 2. This is the Drew Hoover we are accustomed to seeing. Square count on Piccarelli. The pitch. Ball 3, low and outside. Fills up the count against Piccarelli. Well, Kingsport pitchers this season have thrown the fewest wild pitches, just 19. The payoff pitch. Ball 4 up and away, and Hoover walks his 4th batter. And he's only recorded 4 outs.
Now batting the first baseman, number 51, James Woody.
James Woody comes up to bat with a runner on first and 1 out. Scoreless in the top of the 2nd inning. Woody is 6 for his first 52 at-bats, batting 115 with 8 walks and 18 strikeouts. Both of his doubles this season came against Kingsport. First pitch to Woody is a cut and a miss. Woody played at third base yesterday and makes the start at first base this evening. He was quite spectacular last night at the hot corner. Piccarelli leads off first, the 0-1. Low and inside. Kingsport has allowed 5 runs or fewer in 9 straight games. That is the longest active streak in the Appalachian League. The 1-1. Woody chops it foul, third base side into the Kingsport dugout. Went in and out of the hand of manager Rick Adair. So a ball and 2 strikes to Woody. In the first 11 games of the season, the Axemen allowed 75 total runs. Since then, Kingsport has surrendered just 45 runs in its last dozen contests. The 1-2. Low and in, ball 2. So it's 30 fewer runs allowed in one more game compared to the first 11 games. The turnaround cannot be exaggerated. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! Hoover punches out his 2nd batter of the inning, swinging. And now runner on first, 2 outs for the 9th batter, Austin Hartzell.
Now batting the third baseman, number 49, Austin Hartzell.
Hartzell, 4 for his first 48 at-bats. First pitch from Hoover is ripped into center field for a base hit. Piccarelli advances to second base, and it's a rare base knock for Hartzell. Just his 5th hit in 49 at-bats this season. Well, now his average is above 500, or 100. Started out at 83. Hartzell on first, Piccarelli on second. With a 2nd inning in a row, the River Riders have a runner in scoring position. Last time was with 1 out and a double play was turned. The first pitch gets past Stone Lawless. Piccarelli advances to 3rd and Hartzell advances to 2nd base. So for the 2nd straight inning, Elizabethan has 2 runners in scoring position. Should be ruled a wild pitch on Hoover. Hoover has thrown 39 pitches, 23 balls, 16 strikes. It's a wild pitch that advances Hartzell to 2nd and Piccarelli to 3rd. A single into the outfield should score 2 for the leadoff batter, Nick Hockmeyer. The 1-0. Ground ball to 3rd, foul. Hockmeyer led off tonight's game with a ground out to the 3rd baseman, Nico Newhan. Hoover pitching from the stretch position. Runners on 2nd and 3rd. 2 outs in a scoreless game. The 1-1. Ball 2 low and away. When we get to the bottom of the 2nd, it's the 6, 7, 8 batters due up for Kingsport, including 2 guys making their debut, Henshin and Lawless. Hoover comes home with the 2-1. Foul back. That almost hit a fan in the back of the head. That would not have been good. The count is square on Hochmeyer. Hoover is one strike away from getting out of this in a scoreless inning. The 2-2 popped up, foul out of play. Kingsport has won 8 of its last 10 games, 4 of its last 5, 7-5 overall at home this year. Count remains square. The 2-2 again from Hoover. Line foul. The Axemen have outscored their opponents by 7 runs this season, 127 to 120. The 2-2 for the third time from Drew Hoover. Hit him on the elbow. For the second straight inning, Elizabethan has loaded the bases.
Now batting the catcher, number 46.
The crazy thing is that 5 of those 6 runners have reached on free passes. 4 walks and a hit by pitch. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Hochmeyer on first. Hartzell on second, and Piccarelli, the runner, on third. Hoover again pitching from the windup. First offering to Loebliner. Ball outside. Loebliner is the last batter you want to face in this situation because 6 of his 10 hits have been for extra bases, including 4 home runs. A home run would make it 4-0. The 1-0. Ball 2 outside. Hoover steps off the rubber, adjusts his hat, and returns to the mound. The 2-0. Strike 1, call down the pipe. Needed that. Two balls and a strike to Loebliner with the bases loaded. Scoreless game in the top of the second. The 2-1. Fouled back, strike 2, and Hoover has battled back to even up the count. Pivotal pitch coming from Drew Hoover. The 2-2, low and inside, and it fills up the count. Nowhere to go. Bases loaded, 2 outs, and a full count. Hoover from the windup. Shakes his glove. Hurls home the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss! Hoover! For the second consecutive inning, Elizabethan strands the bases loaded. To the bottom of the second, Kingsport and Elizabethan scoreless.
Tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century, using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Nash Bingham returns to the hill for Elizabethton. He threw a scoreless first inning on 14 total pitches, 17 of which were strikes. On one hit and three ground outs, no strikeouts from Bingham. Charlie Rogan, Stone Lawless, and Mark Henschen due up for the Axemen. First pitch to Rogan is a strike one call. Last night in the top of the second inning at Elizabethton, Mason Swinney led off the frame with a solo shot over the left field wall. The 0-1. Foul tip off the backstop. No balls and two strikes to Rogan. Had his nine-game on-base streak snapped yesterday, but did drive in the seventh and final Kingsport run. The 0-2, ball one up and away. Rogan is 14 for his first 51 at-bats with a hat-trick of doubles, nine walks, and 11 strikeouts. He's driven in 14 runs. The 1-2, cut and a miss, strike three. Bingham's first strikeout gets Rogan. And now we get to see Stone Lawless make his first ever plate appearance in an Axemen uniform.
The catcher, number 38, Stone Lawless.
Definitely seems to be a fan favorite, and it helps when you attend the University of Tennessee. First pitch, Lawless watches a strike one call. Base is empty, one out, scoreless in the bottom of the second. Lawless will be wearing number 38 this season. The 0-1 is a strike two call. Bingham wastes no time when he gets the ball back from his catcher, Loebliner. The 0-2, strike three call. Lawless watches three strikes. And that's a backwards K for Bingham.
The second baseman, number 70, Mark Henschen.
All right, the Brown Bear. That's right, an Ivy Leaguer is in Kingsport now. Mark Henschen appeared and started in 38 games as the Bears' first baseman and committed only one error in 342 chances. There's a strike one call to Henschen. Four straight called strikes from Nash Bingham. The 0-1. Henschen blasts it down the right field line for a base hit. Henschen rounds first on his way to second base, and he will stand up safely with a two-out double. The Brown Bear, in his first at-bat with the Axemen, gets a two-bagger.
The center fielder, number 84, Jet Gillen.
Runner on second, two outs for Jet Gillen. Gillen enters tonight on an Appalachian League best 16-game hit streak. He kept the streak alive yesterday with a three-run bases-clearing double at Elizabethton. Henschen leads off second. First offering from Bingham. Ball downstairs. On his league best 16-game hit streak, Gillen is 21 for 65, batting .323 with seven doubles, a pair of home runs, 19 runs batted in, and 14 runs scored. Bingham looks back at Henschen three times, now comes home. And that's fouled away. Even count on Gillen. His 19-game on-base streak is tied for the best in the league, but he is all alone with that hit streak. Even count on the ninth-hitting center fielder. Henschen leads off second base, the 1-1. Half swing and a miss, strike two. Gillen is tied for the league lead with 10 extra base hits. He's doubled seven times, tripled once, and homered twice. Bingham looks back at Henschen, hurls home. That's a ball two in the dirt. Evens up the count on Gillen. Against Elizabethton this season, Jet Gilliam is 3-for-9 with a double, 3 RBIs, a stolen base, 2 runs scored, and 3 strikeouts. Henshin leads off second base. Bingham looks back and deals the 2-2. Strike 3 call. Both teams have stranded a runner in scoring position in each of their first 2 offensive frames. We go to the top of the 3rd, scoreless in Kingsport between Elizabethton and the Axemen.
They have bonus wings, tots, slushies, corn dogs, and tamasi tots.
So a hat trick of strikeouts for Nash Bingham, including 2 looking in the bottom of the 2nd inning. Do it for Elizabethan when we return. The 3-4-5 batters, Magpak, Hull Jr., and Leandro Perez. Bingham threw 14 pitches again in the 2nd inning, and 11 were strikes this time. He was dialed in. Top of the 3rd coming up next. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you've been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151 for Josh Heppner, attorney at law. So Drew Hoover somehow has thrown a pair of scoreless frames on 1 hit, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Both pitchers struck out the side in the 2nd inning. And Adam Magpak leads off the top of the 3rd inning. Magpak walked his first and only time up. He leads the team with 20 bases on balls. In the 3rd inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored 19-8. It's their worst, second worst inning at a minus 11 run differential. First pitch from Hoover. Strike 1 call. That's what you like to see from Hoover, those first pitch strikes. Didn't see much of it in the 1st inning. Saw some of it in the 2nd inning. We'll see how he does in the 3rd. The 0-1. Hit him on the back. Magpak reaches first base. Doesn't look like he's in too much pain. But the River Riders, for the first time tonight, have a leadoff base run.
Now batting the shortstop, number 57, Kevin Hull Jr.
And that is now 6 free passes surrendered by Hoover. And he has faced 12 batters, so half of his 12 have reached without putting the ball in play. 4 walks and 2 hit-by-pitches. Maybe Magpak is a little more shaken up than I thought he was. It didn't look like he was hit that hard. Runner on first, nobody out for Hall Jr. He walked his first and only time up, just like Magpak, who was just hit by a pitch. First offering is a strike 1 call, and there's that first pitch strike coming in. Scoreless in the top of the 3rd inning. Elizabethton with 1 hit, Kingsport with 2. Both teams have a clean sheet defensively. Hoover throws back to first. Drew Hoover has now allowed 8 earned runs in 20 2/3 innings of work. Hoover throws back to first again. Again, run support has not been friendly to Drew Hoover. The 0-1. Hall Jr. launches it into deep right field. Rogan going back at the warning track at the wall. Forget about it. Kevin Hall Jr. socks his first home run of the season. It brings home a pair, and the River Riders lead 2-0.
Now batting the
Leandro Perez is 0 for 1 with a half inning ending 6-4-3 double play. First offering from Hoover. Ground ball softly to second. Henschen collects it and throws to first in time for the out. So the River Riders lead by a pair following Hall Jr.'s two-run shot.
Now batting the left fielder, number 14, Cole Torbett.
Base is empty, one out for Cole Torbett, who is 0 for 1 with a leadoff swinging strikeout. First offering, ball outside. Hoover has now allowed just two home runs this season, but in back-to-back starts, he's allowed a homer. The 1-0, caught and a miss. Hall Jr. started the season with the Axemen, but is now a River Rider, and he makes him pay. The 1-1, strike two call. So now in the third inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored by 13 runs. Ball and two strikes. The pitch. Ball low and away. Even count on Torbett, who has struck out in 10 of his 22 at-bats. Hoover looks to make that 11 of 23. The square count pitch. Lifted high in the air. Foul ground third base side. Nico Newhand running after it. And now Mason Swinney comes in and makes a magnificent diving catch. The Dallas Baptist Patriot with a gold glove caliber play for the second out in the top of the third.
The right fielder, number 6, Brady Piccarelli.
Wow. That's the defensive play of the year. The stakes weren't too high, but wow. So now base is empty, two outs for Piccarelli. First offering is launched foul and out of play. I still don't know how he made that catch. Ball in one strike. The pitch. Fouled off the home plate netting. Strike two. Elizabethton leads 2-0. Both runs scored on the Kevin Hall Jr. two-run shot to deep right, just over the head of Charlie Roger. The 0-2 from Hoover. Ball one up and in. Hoover's pitch count is running high, now up to 64, and half of his pitches, 32, have been strikes. He looks to punch out his fourth victim. The 1-2, ball up and in again. Piccarelli crawling back into the count. He walked his first time up. The 2-2, ball three up and in. Missing in that same spot. It fills up the count on Piccarelli. He's walked 5 times this season. Payoff pitch. Foul back. When we get to the bottom of the third inning, the top of the order is due up for the Axemen, Jackson, Zyrus, and Swinney. But there's one thing that we've learned about Kingsport this season is that a two-run deficit can be wiped away in an instant. It's nothing to them. Payoff pitch again. Ground ball to second base. The Brown Bear Henschen gathers it and throws to first in time for the half inning ending out. They're keeping the Ivy Leaguer busy at second base. They're 2.5 innings of play. Elizabethton, 2. Kingsport, nothing. Head to the bottom of the third. The Axemen look to get on the board for the first time tonight.
$1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRoads.com.
Mark Henschen already has three infield assists. Two normal ground outs, then one on a 6-4-3 half inning double play. Drew Hoover's pitch count is very high entering the fourth inning. 68 total pitches, half of which are strikes. That's 34.
Tyree Jackson,
the leadoff batter, is due up to begin the bottom of the third inning. Elizabethan starting pitcher Nash Bingham threw 14 pitches in each of his first two scoreless frames. First offering, Jackson waves and misses. Tyree Jackson is the best home hitter on the Axemen, the 0-1. Jackson belts it into center field for a base hit. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles. Now at home this season, Jackson is 15-for-40.
The first baseman, number 15, Devin Zyras.
Runner on first, nobody out for Devin Zyras. Zyras has reached base safely in 10 of his last 13 plate appearances. Six walks, three hits, and a hit by pitch. First offering to Zyras is a ball low and away. Six of Zyras' eight extra base hits have come with runners on. The 1-0. Strike one call. Against Elizabethan this season, Zyras is 3-for-6 with a double, three walks, a run scored, and a pair of strikeouts. He leads the team this season with three home runs. The 1-1. Ball two outside. Zyras started the season 4-for-23 and has since 11-for-29. He's ahead in the count. The pitch. Zyras rips it into right field for a base hit. Jackson waves around second, and he will slide in safely to third base. And on the throw, Zyras advances to second base. An ill-advised throw puts Zyras in scoring position. A pair of singles to begin the bottom of the third, and the Axemen have two runners in scoring position with nobody out. And again, this is what the Axemen do best, coming from behind. Zyras on second, Jackson on third. Nobody out in the bottom of the third. The River Riders lead 2-0. Swinney is 0-for-1. He reached on a fielder's choice on a ground out to Adam Magpock at second base. First pitch to Swinney. Watch for a ball downstairs. Mason Swinney is tied with his teammate Jet Gilliam for the league lead with five no-out extra base hits. And one here would certainly score a pair. The 1-0. Swinney launches it high in the air to center field. Hockmeyer is under it. He makes the catch, but Jackson tags up from third and scores. Zyras tags up from second to third. It's an RBI sacrifice fly for Mason Swinney. And Kingsport cuts the lead in half. It's 2-1, Elizabethan. Runner on third, one out. For the one-out king himself, Cal Sefcik, 10-for-21 this season, batting with one out. Fourth best in the Appalachian League. First pitch from Bingham. Sefcik fouls it off the backstop. Sefcik is 0-for-1 with a ground out to the pitcher Bingham. Jackson and Zyras began the bottom of the third with singles, then Swinney drove home Jackson on an RBI sac fly. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Sefcik with a slow roller to shortstop, picked up by Hall Jr., throws to first on the run in time for the out, but Zyras scores on a Cal Sefcik RBI ground out. And we're tied at 2 in Kingsport.
the third baseman, number 29, Nico Newhead.
Did I not say in the top of the third inning that a two-run deficit for Kingsport is nothing? They can come back in an instant, and bingo. Do not just make stuff up. First pitch to Newhand, ball downstairs. So 2-2 game, both teams scored their pair of runs in the third inning. Newhand, 0-for-1 with an inning-ending ground out to Magbach, and there's ball two downstairs. Hitters count the 2-0. Ball three up and in. Including one plate appearance tonight, Nico Newhand has walked in just 86 plate appearances twice. The 3-0. Ball four low and inside. For just the third time in 87 plate appearances, Nico Newhand walks. And he's the two-out base runner for Charlie Rogan. Now mound visit. Looks like it's pitching coach John Chalupa. It's 7:52 Eastern time. First pitch was at about 7 o'clock. We almost eclipsed an hour between Elizabethan and Kingsport. There's just been a lot of walks, specifically from Drew Hoover. Nico Newhand is the runner on first with two outs for Charlie Rogan. When batting with two outs, Charlie Rogan is 6-for-14, but he went 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts, hitting with two outs in yesterday's win at Elizabethton. Bingham checks on Newhand and throws back to first. Rogan's first 10 hits were singles. Since then, three of his last four have been doubles. Bingham throws back to first again, and it gets past Woody. Newhand makes his way to second base, and he advances on a throwing error. Well, the situation just got a little more specific, but better for Charlie Rogan. When batting with runners in scoring position in two outs, Rogan is 4-for-9 with two doubles and six RBIs. Against Elizabethton this season, including one at-bat tonight, Rogan is 0-for-8 with three strikeouts. This would be a great chance to pick up your first hit against the River Riders. Newhand on second base. First pitch. Rogan watches strike one. Rogan is 7 for his last 22 at-bats with 3 extra base hits and 8 RBIs. Bingham looks at Newhand on second base. The 0-1. Ball 1 outside. Kingsport 2, Elizabethton 2 in the bottom of the third inning. Even count on Rogan. The 1-1. Rogan blasts it into center field for a base hit. Newhand gets the wave home from third. He will score, and it's a two-out RBI single for the George Washington Revolutionary, Charlie Rogan. Kingsport leads 3-2.
The catcher, number 38, Scott Mullis.
Runner on first, two outs. First pitch to Lawless is a ball downstairs. Stone Lawless is 0-for-1 with a looking strikeout. All three strikes he looked at. He's yet to swing the bat tonight. The 1-0. Lawless with a chopper to short. Hall Jr. scoops it up and throws to first in time for the out. Woody scooped it up. The Axemen, though, bring seven to the plate and score three. We're a third done with tonight's game. Kingsport 3, Elizabethton 2. Top of the fourth coming up next.
Jackpot is up to $162 million with two great ways to win millions. Hurry into any Tennessee lottery.
Three runs on three hits in the frame for the Axemen. And Bingham, who threw 14 pitches in each of his first two innings, threw 19 in the third. Drew Hoover is back on the hill for Kingsport. In three innings, he's allowed two earned runs on two hits, four walks, three strikeouts, and a home run. His ERA has risen from 3.86 to 4.15. Due up for Elizabethton.
The
8-9-1 batters, Woody Hartzell and Hochmeyer. Elizabethton stranded the bases loaded in each of the first two innings, but brought home two without stranding a runner in the top of the third. First pitch is a ball outside to James Woody. Woody is 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. Hoover's pitch, ball two up and away. Hoover has already allowed six free passes, four walks, two hit by pitches. The 2-0, ball three low and inside. Few fans object to that call. Three balls and no strikes to Woody. The pitch, that's a strike one call. Kingsport has scored three runs on five hits. Elizabethton two runs on two hits. The 3-1. Woody belts it into deep left field. Jackson, though, is there to make the catch. So a line out to left field from James Woody, a very well hit ball.
Now batting the third baseman, number 49, Austin Hartzell.
Base is empty, one out for Austin Hartzell. He's 1-for-1 with a one pitch single. First offering is a ball low and away. Hartzell. Now 5 for his first 49 at-bats, 10 walks, 22 strikeouts. The 1-0, cut and a miss. Hoover has thrown 75 pitches, 37 strikes. So just one more ball than strikes. The 1-1, foul tip, and it looks like it went off the home plate umpire, and Kingsport trainer will come to check on him. That can't feel good. Looks like he may have clipped his mask. looks like he's all right. Great to see that no serious injury. Home plate umpire tonight is Jalen Jarvis. A ball and two strikes to Austin Hartzell. Hoover delivers. Ball two just outside. Hoover's first two innings were scoreless, then allowed two earned runs in the third. Square count. The pitch popped up, foul behind home plate. In the fourth inning this season, the Axemen have scored 23 runs compared to their opponent's 16. It's their highest scoring inning offensively, so we'll see if they can make some damage in the bottom half. The 2-2, Hartzell, ground ball to short. Swinney has it. Throw to first, perfect. Now, I'm not being biased, but Mason Swinney is the best defensive shortstop in the Appalachian League. Just look at that catch he made earlier. Of course, the camera didn't show it, but my eyes saw it. First pitch from Hoover is lifted into shallow center field, and it drops in front of Jet Gilliam. One hop for a base hit, and it's a two-out single for Nick Hockmeyer, and he's reached base safely in each of his last two plate appearances.
The catcher, number 46, Jaden Lugliner.
And to the players that felt like they should have made the select game yesterday, don't be fazed by it, because it really doesn't make much of a difference. Just continue to play with your team, because, look, Jet Gilliam was snubbed, but it's all good. First pitch from Hoover, cut on and missed. But I think it's a great thing that the players were able to play against Team USA. That's a great experience for everybody. The 0-1 from Hoover. It's a ball up and away. The count is even on Jaden Lobliner. Struck out swinging to end the top of the second. And that was with the bases loaded his last time up. The 1-1. Lobliner fouls it away. A ball and two strikes to Lobliner. Hoover throws back to first. X-Men lead 3-2 in the top of the fourth. Hoover from the stretch position delivers the 1-2. Ball low and inside. Lobliner walked his first time up, struck out swinging his most recent at-bat. Elizabethton looks to tie or take the lead. 2-2. Ball three. Just upstairs. I thought Jarvis was going to ring him up. The runner on first, Hockmeyer will take off as soon as the 3-2 is thrown home. Here it is. Popped up. Shortstop Mason Swinney at shallow center field is camped under it. And now Jet Gilliam at the last second storms in and makes the half-inning ending catch. So Gilliam does to Swinney what Swinney did to Newham. River Riders strand a runner and fail to bring one home. They're 3.5, Kingsport 4-3, Elizabethton 2.
Hey, everybody get in line with this pad with the dugout right here. Scoot back.
And it's kind of a statistics loophole, because instead of a pop out, it becomes a fly out because it was to the outfield, which in reality was a pop out. So Hoover's now thrown 86 pitches, and I wonder if he'll come out in the fifth.
Oh, this is
Two up in the bottom of the fourth for the Axemen. Mark Henschen, Jet Gilliam, and Tyree Jackson, the 8-9-1 batters. It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate through tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. Well, Diego Melendez, former Kingsport Axeman who just recently departed, is at Marlins Park to take in some Marlins baseball. I don't know whether to be happy for him or sad for him. Well, it depends if he's a Red Sox fan or a Marlins fan. I'm 100% Team Miami there. Nash Bingham back on the hill for Elizabethan.
The second baseman, number 70, Mark Henschen.
Mark Henschen is 1-for-1 with a double down the right field line. He'll face Bingham to begin the bottom of the fourth. First pitch, strike one call. Ball and no strikes. The pitch, ball up and in. Even count on the Brown Bear. Well, Manuel Margot wore number 70. There's a strike two call for the Padres. And then Nick Anderson wore number 7. Just thinking of notable number 70s to play Major League Baseball, and there just aren't too many. There's ball two in the dirt. Square count on Henschen. Kingsport, 3 runs on 5 hits. Elizabethan, 2 runs on 3 hits. The 2-2. Strike three call. For Nash Bingham, it's his fourth K, and three have been looking. And that should tell you something. If you're Kingsport, be more aggressive with two strikes, because Jarvis will ring you up. And it's not that those are bad calls. They're actually the right calls that Jarvis is making. He's done a fine job behind the plate. I think he's a very good umpire. The 0-1. Gilliam pops it up. Fouling out of play first base side. So I will not tolerate Jalen Jarvis slander. Base is empty, one out for Gilliam. He enters tonight on a 16-game on-base streak, which is the longest in the Appalachian League. He drove in 3 runs on a bases-clearing double in last night's 7-2 win at Elizabethan. He's down to the count 0-2. The pitch, ball one, low and in. Every time I see Gilliam when the lineup comes out, I'm like, he's going to get a hit. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Pair of K's for Jet Gilliam, and Bingham has 5.
The left fielder, number 2, Tyree Jackson.
The bases are unoccupied with 2 outs for Tyree Jackson, who at home this season is the best player offensively, 15 for 40. First pitch is a ball upstairs. He's batting 375 at Hunter Wright Stadium. The 1-0. Short hopped home plate. Ball two, and it hit Lobliner pretty hard. Now Jackson picks up the ball and tosses it toward the Kingsport dugout. He has a hitter's count. Jackson is now on a 5-game hit streak. Both of his singles were scorchers up the middle into center field. And for Jackson, 19 of his 21 hits have been singles. But look, whatever gets you on base. The 2-0, foul back. We get to the top of the fifth inning, which hopefully isn't for a while. It's the 3-4-5 batters due up, Magpak, Hall Jr., and Perez. And they did a lot of damage last time in the third inning, scoring two. The 2-1, Jackson pokes it foul. When batting with two outs, Jackson is 3-for-26, but he went 1-for-1 yesterday. The 2-2, Jackson lines it, but the third baseman Hartzell makes the play. Throw across the diamond is on the money for the out. That's an excellent play from Hartzell. For the first time tonight, Bingham tosses a perfect frame. To the fifth inning, Kingsport 3, Elizabethton 2. Hard hit ball from Jackson, but an even better play by Hartzell.
Saturday's game will start at 7 o'clock. If fans still need some full X-Men swag, go check out our retail store located by the box office. We've got 3 new X-Men t-shirts in stock, 2 new hats, and much more.
So Bingham has thrown exactly 14 pitches in 3 of his first 4 innings of work. Kingsport will bring out a new pitcher. It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made in Tennessee, so enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Hunter Wright Stadium or pick it up at your local grocery retail. Logan Bryson replaces Drew Hoover. We'll be back in a few moments. Logan Bryson, a top-tier reliever in my book, is on the mound now for the Axemen, replacing Drew Hoover. Final outing for Hoover, 4 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 4 walks, 3 strikeouts, and a home run. He will finish with a no decision, so we'll stay put at 0-2 overall. First offering from Bryson is a ball upstairs. Bryson from the stretch position comes home with the 1-0. Ball two. Not sure where that missed. Bryson leads all relievers on the Axemen with 17 innings pitched, and he has completed a minimum of 2 innings in all 7 relief appearances. The 2-0. Strike one call. So expect Bryson to throw at least a pair of frames tonight. In his first 4 innings, Bryson surrendered 3 earned runs. Since then, he has allowed just 2 earned runs and in 13 innings. The 2-1. Strike two call. In his last 2 outings, Bryson has retired 13 of 14 batters. Overall, he has a .94 whip and a .190 opponent average. The 2-2. Ball 3 low and away. Bryson has recorded 51 outs in 64 batters faced. In his last outing, he was perfect against Tri-State. 2 innings and no strikeouts. The count is full on Magpak. Bryson the pitch. Ball 4 upstairs. A rare walk surrendered by Bryson. Just a 6th of the season in 17 innings.
The shortstop, number 57, Kevin Hall Jr.
Well, Magpak, majority of time he reaches base is on a free pass, and tonight, all 3 times, 2 walks and an HBP. Kevin Hall Jr. up to bat. He's 1-for-1 with a 2-run home run. That's the source of the only Elizabethan runs. Bryson from the stretch comes home. Half swing and a miss, strike one. Bryson has allowed just one hit in his last 4 1/3 innings pitched. That was his first walk since June 19th. The 0-1, strike two call. That's how you bounce back, Bryson. Logan Bryson enters tonight on a 6-inning scoreless streak, and believe it or not, that's not even his longest this season. His previous long was 6 2/3. He throws back to first. And that was from June 12th through June 16th. He threw 4 scoreless against Pulaski and then 2 shutout frames against Greenville. He's ahead in the count 0-2 on Hall Jr. The pitch, ball one, up and away. What I've noticed a lot tonight is that Elizabethton is getting down in the count 0-2 quite a few times, but then it goes to 2-2 or a full count. They're not striking out easy. The 1-2, Hall Jr. fouls it back. Remains a 1-2 count on the cleanup batting shortstop. Bryson throws back to first late. Magpock, the runner on first base, leads, held on by Zyrus. The 1-2 again. Ball up and away. And that's what I mentioned just a moment ago. They're battling back in the count. The River Riders have very good plate discipline, hitting with especially no balls and 2 strikes, but 2 strike hitting as a whole has been very impressive from Elizabethan tonight. The 2-2. Hall lifts it, foul and out of play. Bryson is 1-1 overall with a 2.65 ERA. Remains a square count. The pitch. Ground ball fair, foul down the first baseline. Lengthy plate appearance from Hall Jr. It's that 2-strike approach that has just been something else tonight for Elizabeth. The 8th pitch of the plate appearance from Bryson to Hall Jr. is coming up. Bryson looks back at Magpock. He's taking a relatively big lead. The 2-2 for the 3rd time. Ball 3 outside. The count is now full on Hall Jr. Payoff. Blooped into center field. Jet Gilliam running in, loses his hat, but he makes the catch. A 9-pitch at-bat results in an out, and the runner stays put at first. Runner on first, one out, brings up Leandro Perez, 0-2. 2 ground outs, one of them was a double play. First pitch from Bryson is a strike one call. Bryson has now thrown 6 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings. Bryson throws back to first. We get to the bottom of the 5th. It is Zyrus, Swinney, and Sefcik due up. There really isn't a single part of this Axman order that is easy to deal with. The 0-1. Ball one outside. Kingsport, 3 runs on 5 hits. River Riders, 2 runs on 3 hits, 1 error in the field, and it was a pickoff attempt error by the pitcher, Nash Bingham. The 1-1. Fouled off the home plate netting. Strike two. Each of Bryson's first three batters have seen the count go to two strikes. It was full on Magpak, 2-2 on Hall Jr. as Bryson throws back to first. And then Perez, it's 1-2. Perez is 11 for his first 54 at-bats this season. He's batting 204 with a 579 OPS. Bryson hurls in the 1-2. That's a ball low and outside. And there it is, the two-strike approach from Elizabethan. Square count on Perez. Pitch from Bryson. Lifted foul and out of play, third base side. Two count, one out in the top of the fifth. Runner on first. The pitch. Fouled back. They're not letting Bryson get easy outs. The last two batters combined will face a minimum of 16 pitches. Bryson has thrown over 20 this inning. Two again. Ball three low and outside. Bryson looks back at Magpak. Full count on Perez. The pitch. Check swing. Held up. Ball four. So Bryson has walked two of his first three batters. Both on full count pitches, and they're really boosting up his pitch count.
Now batting the left fielder, number 14, Cole Torbett.
Cole Torbett up to bat. He's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop out to the shortstop, Mason Swinney, which was a sliding catch made in foul ground. Perez on first, Magpak on second. They both walked. Bryson steps off. I smell double play ball. First pitch to Torbett. Ball low and inside. Bryson has thrown 24 pitches, half have been strikes. He looks back at second, throws back. Swinney tags out Magpak. Bryson picks him off. And now manager Jeremy Owens not pleased with that call. Sure looked like he was safe. That's the second out of the top of the fifth. Now it's only Perez as the runner on first base. 1-0 from Bryson. Popped up, foul, and out of play. That's the second time this season Bryson has picked off a runner at second base. And that's a pretty hard accomplishment. Even count on Torbett. Bryson the 1-1. Skied high into left center field. Tyree Jackson under it, and he makes the half-inning ending catch. Hey, it was dumb. River Riders strand a runner on base and have one picked off.
Don't forget X-Men fans, we've got a removal.
To the bottom of the fifth, we're halfway done with tonight's game. X-Men ahead 3-2 with Zyrus, Swinney, and Sefcik.
Baseball cards, logo baseballs, and much more.
Nash Bingham returns to the mound for Elizabeth.
And now for the X-Men, the first baseman, number 15, Jeffrey.
Kingsport 3, Elizabethton 2 at the halfway point of tonight's game as we enter the bottom of the fifth. Bingham in four innings has allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. First pitch to Zyrus is a ball low and away. Zyrus tonight is 1-for-1 with a walk, a single. The 1-0 is a ball low and outside. Hitters count for the Eastern Michigan Eagle. Ball 3 low and in. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch. Ball 4 outside. For the second time tonight, Zyrus records a 4-pitch walk, and he has now reached base safely in 12 of his last 15 plate appearances, and 7 of those 12 times came on walks. Zyrus recently committed to Eastern Michigan in Ypsilanti. Mason Swinney up to bat, first pitch, skied high into right field. Piccarelli coming in to foul ground, and he'll run out of room. It drops in foul territory, though. Swinney drove in a run on an RBI sack fly that scored Tyree Jackson. That was the first of 3 Kingsport runs in the bottom of the third. The Axemen lead 3-2. Zyrus is the runner on first, held on by Woody. The 0-1. Swinney skies it into right field. Piccarelli running in. And now the second baseman, Magpak, will make the catch. That's the first down in the bottom half.
The designated hitter, number 45, Cal Sussex.
Sefcik is the most effective one-out hitter on the Axemen, 10-for-22, and he drove in a run his last time up on an RBI groundout. First pitch to Sefcik. Ball 1, throwback to first when the catcher Lobliner is late. Sefcik started the season 9-for-28 with 5 extra base hits, but has since 7-for-34 with 1 extra base hit. The 1-0, cut and a miss. Sefcik's Sefcik enters tonight with 4 multi-hit games, 3 multi-run games, 2 multi-RBI games, and only 1 multi-strikeout game. The 1-1. Half swing and a miss, strike 2. Sefcik struck out 5 times in his first 14 at-bats, but since then has struck out 5 times in his last 48. But he's down to the count, a ball and 2 strikes. The pitch, foul back. Kingsport 3, Elizabethton 2. Runner on first, 1 out in the bottom of the 5th. The count remains 1-2 on Sefcik. The pitch. Sefcik pops it up. Foul behind home plate, and that'll go out of play. It's the most packed crowd of the season for the Axemen. They deserve this kind of support every game, though. The 1-2 for the 3rd time from Bingham. Sefcik grounds it foul down the third baseline. Just foul. And that would have been extra bases. Devin Zyrus led off with a 4-pitch walk. Then 2 pitches later, Swinney popped out to the second baseman, Magbach. Sefcik, after getting down in the count 1-2, has fouled off 3 straight pitches. Up comes the 1-2 for the 4th time. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Rare strikeout from Cal Sefcik.
The third baseman, number 29, Nico Newhead.
Runner on first, 2 outs for Nico Newhan. First offering is a ball outside. Newhan is tied for the most 2-out RBIs in the Appalachian League with 9. The 1-0. Ball 2. He already has a 2-out walk tonight. Just his 3rd of the season and 87 plate appearances. Hitters count, though, for Newhan. The 2-0. Ball 3 up and away. You have back-to-back impressive 2-out hitters with Newhan and Rogan, so you do not want to walk Nico Newhan. The 3-0. Strike 1 call. Newhan against Elizabethan this season is 4-for-10 with a triple, 4 RBIs, a walk, a stolen base, and 2 strikeouts. Zyrus leads off first, held on by Woody. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. That was a high fastball. Would have been ball 4. On the next pitch, Zyrus will take off. Kingsport with 3 runs on 5 hits. Elizabethan has 2 runs on 3 hits. It's a 1-run game in the bottom of the 5th. Kingsport looks to improve to 6 games above 500 for the first time this season. The payoff. Zyrus takes off. Newhan grounds it into left field for a base hit. Zyrus rounds 2nd on his way to 3rd, and he will slide in safely. It's a 2-out, 2-strike single for Nico Newhan, and the Axemen have runners on the corners for Charlie Rogan.
The right fielder, number 92, Charlie Rogan.
Rogan tonight is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. At the very moment, that base hit is the game-winning run. Now manager Jeremy Owens will make a pitching change. We'll see who Elizabethan brings out, but all we know is that that's the outing for Nash Bingham. Or is it not? I guess the manager is just making a mound visit. So Bingham will stay in, and I think that's a dangerous choice. Because entering tonight, Bingham had thrown 60 pitches or fewer in each of his first three starts. Tonight, he has thrown 80. So it's 20 more than he's been used to. I'm very hesitant on this decision made by manager Jeremy Owens. We'll see if the Axemen can make him pay. First pitch to Rogan is a ball outside.
Just a bit outside.
Runners on the corners, two outs. Kingsport leads by one in the bottom of the fifth. The 1-0. Rogan grounds it sharply to first, but Woody picks it up and steps on the bag for the inning ending out. The Axemen strand runners on the corners. Into the top of the sixth inning, Kingsport 3, Elizabethton 2.
All right, fans, let's take it down to the field for a competitive game of tug-of-war.
Be back in a moment. Top of the sixth, bottom three batters, Piccarelli, Woody, Hartzell are due up for the River Riders.
The right fielder, number 6, Brady Piccarelli.
Kingsport 3, Elizabethton 2. Top of the 6th, ready to go. First pitch from Bryson is a ball high to Brady Piccarelli. Now, Tyree Jackson has been replaced by Tyler Myatt in left field, the 1-0. Half swing and a miss. And that's the first time this season Tyler Myatt has played in the outfield, so we'll see how this goes. I have faith in the young man. Logan Bryson threw a scoreless fifth inning, the 1-1. Lifted high in the air to left field. Tyler Myatt is under it, and he makes the catch. Well, there's your answer. One down in the top of the 6th.
The first baseman, number 51, James Moody.
The ball finds you.
Excuse me, James Woody.
First offering to Woody is popped up. Behind home plate, the catcher is Stone Lawless going after it. He slides, but he runs out of room. Woody is 0 for 2 tonight with a strikeout and a lineout to left field. We'll see if he hits it to Myatt, the 0-1. Woody with a grounder to third. New hand charging in, gathers it. Throw to first is on the money for the out. Two down in the top of the 6th. Quick inning so far from Logan Bryson. It was the opposite for him in the top of the 5th. I mentioned earlier, Bryson has completed a minimum of two innings in each of his first seven completed outings, and this is his eighth, and he's one out away from making it eight in a row. There's a first pitch called strike to Hartzell, grounded out to the shortstop Swinney his last time up. So we may very likely see Tyler Myatt come up in the bottom of the sixth because he'd be the fourth due up. The 0-1. Lifted high in the air to right field. Charlie Rogan is under it. He makes the catch, and it's a perfect sixth inning for Logan Bryson. Two flyouts and a ground out. Middle of the sixth inning, bottom half coming up next. Kingsport 3, Elizabethton 2. New pitcher for Elizabethan is the right-hander Jacob Pointer out of Rome State Community College in Tennessee. He's originally from Knoxville. Bottom three batters due up. Well, he's not a Knoxville, Tennessee native, but he's a college baseball player in Knoxville. That's Stone Lawless who leads off. First pitch, popped up, fouling out of play, strike one. Lawless tonight is 0 for 2. Struck out looking and grounded out to the second baseman, Magpie. Still in search of his first hit in an Axeman uniform. Pointer from the windup. He's home with the 0-1. Low and in. Pointer enters tonight with a 13.5 ERA. The 1-1. Lawless popped up foul out of play, first base side. Kingsport has recorded a hit in four of five completed frames. The only time they didn't get a hit was the fourth inning, which is funny because that's their highest scoring frame this season with 23 runs. The ball and two strikes to Lawless. The pitch, low and inside, ball two. Since both teams scored multiple times in the third inning, the last two and a half innings have been scoreless. Square count on the Tennessee Vol. The pitch. Lawless clubs it high in the air, deep to left. Torbett running over. And he makes the catch. Well hit ball from Lawless. But right to Torbett.
Number 70, Mark Pinchett.
It sends up the Brown Bear, Mark Henschen. He's one for two with a double and a strikeout looking. Pointer's first offering. Swung on and missed. Henshin wears number 70 for the Axemen, making his Kingsport debut tonight. The 0-1. Henshin loops it into right field, running over Piccarelli, and it will drop into foul territory. Strike two. Good diving effort, though, from Piccarelli. Well, a few legendary New York Giants wore number 70. Sam Huff back in the late 50s and through late 60s, and then Leonard Marshall. One was a linebacker, one was an offensive tackle. The 0-2. Low and inside. Ball and two strikes to the Brown Bear. The pitch. Strike three call. For the second straight at bat, Henshin strikes out looking.
The center fielder, number 84, Jet Gilliam.
Now it is Jet Gilliam, and that 16-game league best hit streak is in jeopardy. He's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts, one looking, one swinging. First pitch from Pointer. Ball one, up and away. Well, at the very least, you want to see that 19-game on-base streak get extended. This is a good situation for Gilliam. He's 4 for 8 in the sixth inning this season with three doubles and five runs. The 1-0. Gilliam skies it foul and out of play. Bases empty, two outs. The 1-1. Ball low and away. Gilliam ahead in the count. The 2-1. He pops it up. The catcher Lobliner going after it, and he'll run out of room as it drops out of play. Square count on Gilliam. Two outs, bases empty in the bottom of the sixth. The Axemen lead by one. The pitch. Gilliam fouls it back. The 2-2 again from Pointer. Gilliam fouls it back. Jet Gilliam is about to face the seventh pitch of the plate appearance, and now a quick mound visit from Jaden Lobliner to Jacob Pointer. Jet Gilliam has fouled off three consecutive pitches, one cutter and two forcing fastballs. Pointer fires home the 2-2 for the third time. Ball three, up and in. Gilliam is one ball away from extending his on-base streak to 20 games. But that hit streak at 16 needs to get extended as well. The payoff pitch. Gilliam fouls it behind home plate. This will be a minimum of a 9-pitch plate appearance for Gilliam. The payoff again, fouled away first base side. Jet Gilliam has five foul balls in this plate appearance. This will be a minimum of a 10-pitch plate appearance. The payoff again. Gilliam fouls it away, first base side. Gilliam has fouled off three straight pitches on two separate occasions in this plate appearance. The 11th pitch of the plate appearance. Gilliam with a foul tip. That's the eighth foul ball. They are making him work to get his hit streak to 17 games and his on-base streak to 20. Gilliam has fouled off four straight pitches and eight in this plate appearance. For the dozenth time, the payoff. Ball four up and in. A 12-pitch plate appearance to Jet Gilliam results in a walk, and he extends his on-base streak to 20 games. Runner on first, two outs. First pitch to Tyler Myatt is a swing and a miss. So Tyler Myatt came in as a defensive substitution for Tyree Jackson, and now he bats in the leadoff spot. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Myatt grounds it sharply to short. Backhand play by Hall Jr. Throw to first is scooped up by Woody for the inning ending out. The Axemen strand a runner on base, but Jet Gilliam extends his on-base streak to 20 games. Through six, Kingsport 3, Elizabethton 2. Due up in the top of the seventh, top of the order, Hockmeyer, Lobliner, and Magpop. New pitcher for the Axemen as well. Hey, Kingsport, looking for a place where fitness meets fun for the whole family? Look no further than the great Kingsport Family YMCA. Break a sweat in their state-of-the-art gym or join one of their exciting group fitness classes. With programs for kids, teens, and adults, there's something for everyone. Plus, their supportive community will make you feel right at home. Come see why the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA is more than a gym. It's a place where friendships flourish and health thrives. Visit them today or check them out online at ymcakpt.org. Caleb Townsend is the new pitcher for the Axemen. Again, Tyler Myatt in left field for Tyree Jackson. Kingsport has scored three runs on six hits. Elizabethton with two runs on three hits. Caleb Townsend has been nothing short of excellent for the Kingsport Axemen. With the top of the order due up, Caleb Townsend has walked four of 59 batters face. First offering is a strike one call. In his last five innings pitch, Townsend has allowed no runs on five hits, one walk, and four strikeouts. The 0-1. Poked into shallow left field. Myatt coming in, and he makes the catch. Two putouts and an inning and a third for Tyler Myatt out in left field. Kingsport has retired five straight River Riders. The bases are unoccupied with one out for Jaden Loebliner. He's 0 for 2 with a walk, a strikeout, and a flyout to the center fielder, Jet Gilliam. First pitch from Townsend is chopped foul, third base side. Caleb Townsend on the season in 14 and a third innings pitched has allowed just 3 earned runs on 14 hits, 4 walks, and 14 strikeouts. The 0-1, cut and a miss. Townsend is now on a 6-inning scoreless streak. That's not even his season high. His season high, just like Bryson, is a 6 2/3. The 0-2. Loebliner skies it into right field. Charlie Rogan running over, as well as Devin Zyras, and it hits off the fence in the Elizabethan bullpen. Then the ball rolls into fair play, but it's strike two. An 0-2 count on Loebliner. 6 of his 10 hits have been for extra bases, but he's been held off the hit column tonight. The 0-2. Ball in the dirt, and it gets past Lawless, and it's a good thing that wasn't a drop third strike, because Loebliner definitely would have made it to first base in time. A ball and two strikes. Townsend the pitch. Sharp grounder to shortstop. Mason Swinney handles it and throws to first in time for the out. Everything is routine for Mason Swinney.
Number 3, Adam Magpak.
One out away from stretch time, but Adam Magpak comes up, and he is 0 for 0 with 3 free passes, a pair of walks, and a hit by pitch. But Townsend has walked just 4 of 61 batters faced this season, so I doubt he walks Magpak. First pitch is a ball in the dirt. Magpak leads the team with 21 walks, and he's only struck out 13 times. He's batting .286 with 8 RBIs, 10 runs scored, including one tonight. The 1-0. Ball too low and inside. Townsend is 0-1 overall, but his record doesn't tell any of the story because he has a 1.84 ERA. The 2-0. Ball 3 low and inside. Well, said I doubt he walks him. It's not looking good. Magpak can walk for the third time tonight. The 3-0. Ball 4 low and outside, and he does. The bases on balls king for Elizabeth and Adam Magpak. It's a 2-out, 4-pitch walk for him, and he becomes the game-tying run on first base. Rare walk surrendered by Townsend on 4 pitches nonetheless. Kevin Hall Jr. comes up 1-for-2 with a 2-run shot. Townsend throws back to first. In the 7th inning this season, the Axemen have outscored their opponents 22-11. And it's been the same in the 6th inning. First pitch to Hall Jr. Ball up and away. Townsend retired his first two batters on a flyout and a groundout, then walked Magpak on 4 pitches. The 1-0, Magpak takes off. It's in for a called strike, throw down to second late. Good throw from Lawless, but the speed of Magpak beats it out. We're in for a tight finish between Elizabethan and Kingsport. The Axemen lead 3-2. All 5 of the game's runs were scored in the 3rd inning. So hope you didn't go to the bathroom. The 1-1. All 2 in the dirt. Fantastic crowd at Hunter Wright Stadium tonight. staying for fireworks later tonight. The 2-1. Hall Jr. skies it into right center field. Rogan running back. He looks up. It's off the wall. Hall Jr. stands up safely with a two-out, two-run double. And we are tied at three. Hall Jr. has all three of Elizabethan's RBIs. It was a very weird kind of double because it didn't really look like Rogan thought he had a chance of getting it, so I thought it was going to get out of the park, but thankfully it's just two bases. But now the River Riders have the go-ahead run and scoring position for Leandro Perez. Townsend's first pitch is a strike one call. Three-three score. Townsend from the stretch position looks back at Hall Jr. The pitch. Ball downstairs. Townsend has now allowed just four earned runs in 14 and two-thirds innings. The 1-1. Cranked into right field for a base hit. Hall Jr. will score on a Leandro Perez RBI single, and the River Riders are back in front. It's 4-3, Elizabethan. Well, Townsend was cooking early, retired his first two batters, but since then, three straight have reached, and two of them have scored, and the River Riders lead 4-3. Cole Torbett steps up, 0-3, strikeout, a pop out, and a fly out. Townsend looks to finish strong. The pitch, ball one outside. In two-thirds of an inning, Townsend has allowed two earned runs on two hits, a walk, no strikeouts. The ZRA is now up to 3.07. The 1-0, ball low and outside. The good news is that in the bottom of the seventh, Zyrus, Swinney, and Sefcik, the 2-3-4 batters, are due up. The 2-0. Ball three outside. Townsend has thrown 21 pitches, 11 balls, 10 strikes. Perez leads off first. The 3-0. Ball four, low and in. And now I think pitching coach Josh Lucas will make a visit. And there he goes. So the second four-pitch walk of the inning from Townsend. Lucas takes a slow walk to the pitcher's mound. Stone Lawless joins as well. And now Elizabethan and his runners on first and second with two outs for Brady Piccarelli. Four straight hitters have reached safely. Two walks, RBI double, and an RBI single. So the River Riders are ahead by one once again. Runners on first and second, two outs for Brady Piccarelli. First offering from Townsend. Strike one call. Good framing job from Stone Lawless. That could end up being an important first pitch strike. Townsend seeks to limit the damage to two runs. The 0-1. Ground ball up the middle and a sliding play by Henschen, and he tosses it to second in time for the half inning ending force out. Mark Henschen with one of the best defensive plays of the season for the Axemen, because that really puts a, not a knife in the momentum for Elizabethan, but they were about to have the bases loaded and that could have rolled into center field, but Henschen kept with it. And outstretched time in Kingsport. The River Riders strand two runners on base, but score twice on two hits. To the bottom of the seventh, Zyrus, Swinney, and Sefcik are due up for the Axemen. Really impressive play by Mark Henchy. See the new pitcher for Elizabethan is in just a moment. It looks like it's Sam Novotny. And it is. Sam Novotny out of Johnson County Community College in Kansas. That's actually where JT Davis, Axemen relief pitcher, attends.
Number 15, Devin Zyrus.
Devin Zyrus has been spectacular tonight, and there is nobody else I'd like to lead off than Zyrus. First offering, ball one, low and away. Zyrus has been very patient at the plate recently. He's walked seven times in his last 15 plate appearances. The 1-0 is a strike one call. Zyrus tonight is 1-for-1 with a single and a pair of walks. He's also scored a run. The 1-1. Zyrus grounds it sharply to second base. Picked up by Magpak, and he'll throw to first for the out. The Kingsport bats have gone quiet since the third inning when they put up all three of their runs. Sam Novotny will now face Mason Swinney. First pitch is a ball downstairs. Swinney tonight is 0-for-2 with an RBI sac fly. He's batting 250 with a 648 OPS. The 1-0. Ball two up and away. Swinney homered yesterday against the River Riders at Elizabethton. He has a hitter's count. The 2-0 popped up, foul and out of play. Two balls and a strike to the Dallas Baptist Patriot, transferred from Alabama. The 2-1, swing and a miss. Kingsport has scored 22 runs in the seventh inning. It's a tie for their second highest scoring frame. The 2-2. Ball three in the dirt, and the count is full against Swinney. If you walk him, it puts the game-tying run on first base. Novotny from the windup hurls home the payoff. Swinney pops it up, foul behind home plate and out of play. Elizabethan 4, Kingsport 3. Bases empty, one out in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 3-2 again. Ball four in the dirt. Mason Swinney records a full count, one out walk, and he becomes the game-tying run at first base for Cal Sefcik. Sefcik is 10-for-22, batting with one out this season. Swinney leads off first, held on by Woody. He takes off, first pitch of the ball outside, throw down to second, is late. Mason Swinney steals second base, and it's his sixth swiped bag of the season. When batting with runners in scoring position, Sefcik is 5 for 21 with 12 RBIs, including 0 for 1 with an RBI ground out this evening. Swinney on second base. The 1-0. Strike one call. Sefcik is 0 for 3 with an RBI and a strikeout tonight. A base hit can tie the game. Swinney leads off second base. Novotny checks on him. Looks back again. Comes home with the 1-1. Ball two in the dirt outside. Sefcik is tied for the fourth most extra base hits on the team with 6. 2 home runs and 4 doubles. 2 balls and a strike. The pitch. Fouled away, first base side. Nico Newhan waits on deck. Elizabethan 4, Kingsport 3, bottom of the 7th. Runner on second, one out. The 2-2. Strike 3 call, and Sefcik cannot believe it.
The third baseman, number 29, Nico Newhan.
Runner on second, two outs for Nico Newhan. Novotny delivers. Ball one inside. There's no one else Kingsport would rather have up in this situation. When hitting with runners in scoring position and two outs, Nico Newhan is 7 for 12 with a triple and 9 RBIs. He watches ball two. Newhan went 1 for 2, batting with runners in scoring position and 2 outs, and last night's 7-2 win with an RBI single. He has a hitter's count, the 2-0. Newhan grounds it sharply to short. Hall Jr. gathers it, throws to first in time for the inning-ending out. The Axemen strand a runner in scoring position, and they trail by 1 through 7 innings. Top of the 8th coming up next. Elizabethan looking to snap their 3-game skid. Due up in the top of the 8th, James Woody, Austin Hartzell, then top of the order, Nick Hockmeyer. And Caleb Townsend returns to the mound for the Axemen.
edu/admissions.
The Axemen look to keep this game at a one-run deficit. Elizabethan scored 2 in the 3rd, 2 in the 7th. The Axemen scored all 3 of their runs in the bottom of the 3rd. An RBI sack fly from Swinney, an RBI ground out from Sefcik, and an RBI single from Charlie Rogan. So the 8-9-1 batters are due up for Elizabethan. Townsend returns to the mound. First pitch to Woody. It was a strike one call. Delayed call from Jalen Jarvis. Woody tonight is 0 for 3 with a strikeout, a lineout, and a ground out. The 0-1. Lined foul down the left field line. No balls and two strikes to James Woody. He is 6 for his first 55 at-bats, batting 109. Townsend comes home with the 0-2. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah. Townsend strikes out Woody on three pitches for the first out of the eighth inning. And now manager Rick Adair will make a pitching change. So Caleb Townsend now in line for the loss. In an inning and a third, he allowed two earned runs on two hits, two walks, and a strikeout. See who the new pitcher is for the Axemen. Nick Bruno. Nick Bruno, in six innings, has allowed an earned run on five hits, three walks, and eight strikeouts. 58 of his 100 pitches have been strikes, which is, of course, a 58% strike rate, and eight of his 18 outs recorded have been strikeouts. Last time Bruno appeared was on June 29th at Johnson City through a scoreless inning on one hit and a strikeout. And then the outing prior on June 26th against Greenville, Bruno threw a scoreless inning on a hit, no walks, and two strikeouts. He's 1-0 with a 1.5 ERA. And he will face Austin Hartzell, who was 1 for 3 with a single, a ground out, and a flat. Nick Bruno throws a few more warm-up pitches, and then he'll face Hartzell. First pitch from Bruno. Strike one call. Elizabethan 4, Kingsport 3 in the top of the 8th. The 0-1. That's a ball upstairs. Bruno has thrown 2 1/3 consecutive scoreless innings. His season high is 3. The 1-1. Strike 2 call. In the bottom of the 8th, it's the 6, 7, 8 batters due up. Rogan, Lawless, and Henschen. So maybe somebody in their Axemen debut can come up big for Kingsport. Henschen has already doubled once tonight. The 1-2 from Bruno. Ball low and away. Square count on Hartzell. The pitch. Ball 3 up and in. from the stretch position. Fires home the payoff. Lifted high in the air to left field. Myatt running in. Swinney running back into foul ground, and it drops in foul territory. So it remains a full count. Remains a 3-2 count on Hartzell. Payoff again. Lifted into left field. Tyler Myatt running back toward the line, and he can't make a sliding catch, but it bounces foul anyway. Valiant effort from Myatt comes up short. Hartzell, the ninth batter, making Bruno work for this out. Bruno for the third time, fires home the 3-2. Ball four high. River Riders now have a runner on first with one out. It was an 8-pitch walk to Austin Hartzell. And the River Riders will bring in a pinch hitter for the leadoff man. It's Jackson Diamond. Jackson Diamond started yesterday in the designated hitter spot. First pitch from Bruno. Check swing held up, ball one outside. Elizabeth then has four runs on five hits. Kingsport with three runs on six hits. The 1-0, low and inside. And that's been one problem for Bruno. He's had trouble finding the strike zone entering tonight. 58 of his first 100 pitches were strikes. Usually want, at the very least, a 65% strike rate, and he is flirting with 60. The 2-0, ball three away. Hartzell leads off first base, the 3-0. Strike one called, inside part of the zone. James Woody led off with a swinging strikeout. Hartzell then walked on eight pitches. And now pinch hitting for Nick Hockmeyer is Jackson Diamond in the leadoff spot. The 3-1, ball four. So Bruno walks his first two batters, and that's been the Achilles heel all night long for the Axemen. They've now walked 10 batters and struck out just four, and all four Axemen pitchers to enter tonight have walked at least a pair of hitters. The River Riders have runners on first and second with one out for Jaden Loeblina. Bruno looks back at second at Hartzell. Delivers home. Ball one up and away. And I believe I see Gavin Hashey warming up in the Axemen pen, and it is him. The 1-0. Ball two downstairs. Bruno has thrown 15 pitches, 10 balls, 5 strikes, and now a wise mound visit from pitching coach Josh Lucas to settle him down. Recapping tonight's game so far, it was scoreless through the first two. Then in the top of the third, Kevin Hall Jr. hit a no-out, two-run home run, his first of the season. But in the bottom half, Kingsport responded with three runs of their own. Brought up seven to the plate, scored three runs on three hits, left one on base. And then in the top of the seventh inning, Elizabethan scored two-out runs. One on a Hall Jr. game-tying RBI double, and then a Leandro Perez go-ahead RBI single. We'll see if the mound visit helped. Diamond on first, Hartzell on second. One out. One run game in the top of the eighth. The 2-0. Popped up. First baseman Devin Zyrus is camped under in fair play, and he makes the catch. So the mound visit did indeed assist Nick Bruno. Two down in the top of the eighth. Runners on first and second, two outs for Adam Magpak. Bruno comes home. Strike one call. Again, it's the 6-7-8 batters due up for the Axemen in the bottom of the eighth. They look to keep this game within one run. They've trailed by as many as two tonight. The 0-1. Strike two call. Magpak, in his previous four plate appearances, only had three passes, three walks, and a hit by pitch. But now he finds himself down in the count, no balls and two strikes to Bruno. The pitch. Ball one just missed. A ball and two strikes. The 1-2. That's a ball downstairs, and it's been that two-strike approach all night long from Elizabethan. And that's been the story of their offense tonight. Magpak has battled back to even up the count against Bruno. The 2-2, ball three, high and outside. If Magpak finds a way to get his fifth free pass in five plate appearances, that would be something else. Only three other Appy League players have walked four times in a game this season. Payoff pitch, runners take off, swing and a miss! Hoo-ah! Big time K from Nick Bruno. The River Riders fail to score in the top of the eighth. They strand two runners to the bottom of the eighth. Elizabethan 4, Kingsport 3. 6-7-8 batters due up, Rogan, Lawless, and Henshin.
Tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century, using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Since scoring three runs in the bottom of the third, Kingsport has been held scoreless in four consecutive frames. Charlie Rogan leads off. First pitch, he lays down a bunt, and he misses. Strike one. That's the first time Rogan has tried to bunt this season. It's still Novotny on the mound for Elizabethan. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. If you hear that annoying sound, it's hand clappers. The 0-2. Ball one, low and away. The 1-2. Ball up and away. Elizabethan with four runs on five hits. Kingsport, three runs on six hits. Square count on Rogan. The 2-2. Popped foul and away, out of play. In the eighth inning this season, the Axemen have been outscored 9-8. They only trail by a run. The 2-2 again. Rogan pokes it foul down the left field line. And that'll find its way into the Kingsport pen. For the third time this plate appearance, Novotny fires home the 2-2. Rogan pops it up, foul behind home plate. For the fourth time, the 2-2. Strike three call. In his Kingsport debut, Stone Lawless, the Tennessee Volunteer, has a chance to come up big. First pitch to Lawless is blooped into left field, but the shortstop, Hall Jr., makes the catch. Lawless 0 for 4.
The second baseman, number 70, Mark Pinscher.
The bases are unoccupied with two outs for Mark Henschen. He's 1-for-3 with a double and a pair of strikeouts. First pitch is a strike one call. The 0-1. Ball low and outside. Henschen doubled with two outs in the bottom of the second inning, but has since struck out looking twice. He's even in the count. A ball and a strike with Novotny. The pitch. Foul back, strike two. Kingsport recorded three of its six hits and all of its three runs in the bottom of the third. The bats have gone very quiet since. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Henschen is out on strikes. It's a perfect inning for Novotny. And we go to the ninth inning, River Riders 4, Axemen 3. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you've been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. So please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151 for Josh Heppner, attorney at law. Gavin Hashy is the new pitcher for the Axemen. It's 4-3 River Riders. The middle of the order is due up Hall Jr., Perez, and Torbett. The new pitcher is Gavin Hashy. He replaces Nick Bruno, who threw 2/3 of scoreless baseball in the 8th inning. Hashy, in his first 6 2/3 innings pitched, allowed 1 unearned run on 4 hits, but since then he has allowed 2 earned runs in 1 inning on 4 hits. He failed to record an out against 4 batters in a walk-off loss at Johnson City on June 29th. He walked a batter. It was an intentional walk, and then allowed 3 hits. They were all singles, including that Colby Backus walk-off RBI single. First pitch to Hall Jr. is a strike one call. Overall, Hashy in 7.2 innings has allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on 8 hits, 3 walks, and a dozen strikeouts. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Kevin Hall Jr. has been the player of the game for either team. He's 2-for-3, a double, a home run, 3 RBIs, a walk, and 2 runs scored. He scored the go-ahead run on that Leandro Perez RBI single. Hashy, the 0-2. Foul tip, strike 3. Cuba. Three-pitch strikeout for Gavin Hashy to begin his outing. His last time up, Perez drove in the go-ahead run. From the stretch position, Hashy comes home. Ball one, low and away. When we get to the bottom of the ninth, it'll be Jet Gilliam, then back to the top of the order, due up for the Axemen. And it would have been nice to have Tyree Jackson up because he's the best clutch hitter in the Appalachian League, and we have the numbers to back that up. The 1-0. Inside. It'll be interesting to see if they decide to pinch hit for Maya. Hitters count for Perez. The 2-0. Ground ball foul, third base side. In the ninth inning this season, Kingsport has been outscored 11-9. And Kingsport scored 4 of those 9 runs in 1 game against Pulaski. A pair of 2-run shots, one from Sefcik and one from Riley Orr, who is not in the lineup tonight. 2 balls and a strike to Perez. 1 out, bases empty. 1 run game in the top of the ninth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. Square count on Perez. The pitch. Ball 3, low and outside. Hashy enters tonight with an 0-1 record, a 2.35 ERA. Payoff pitch. Ground ball sharp hit to third. New hand backhands it. Throw to first is scooped up by Zyrus. 2 down in the top of the ninth.
Now batting number 14, Cole Torres.
Nobody on. Two outs for Cole Torbett. He walked his last time up, and he's 0-3 with a strikeout, a pop out, and a flyout. Ashy looks to record a perfect ninth inning. First offering, check swing, and it was fouled back. Again, the 9-1-2 batters due up for the Axemen in the bottom half of the ninth inning. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Strike two call. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Ball one high and outside. The Axemen have allowed five runs or fewer in nine straight games and one strike away from making that 10 straight. The pitch. Lined into right field for a base hit. Went over the head of Henschen. And it's a two-out, two-strike single for Torbett, his first hit of the game.
Now batting number six, Ricky Piccarelli.
Brady Piccarelli comes up to bat. He's 0-3 with a walk. First pitch from Hashi. It's a ball low and away. The Axemen have played in three tiebreakers this season. Rather, four, and are 3-1. The 1-0 just missed outside. So in case Kingsport holds Elizabethan off the board in the ninth inning and then scores one in the bottom half, we go to a tiebreaker. Wouldn't be surprised if Kingsport chooses to go on defense. That's how they've won all three of their tiebreakers. The 2-0. Cut and a miss. Strike one. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Ball three high. Asher retired his first two batters, but is now in danger of allowing two-out base runners. Torbett singled. Now Piccarelli ahead in the count, 3-1. Runner takes off. But anyway, it's ball four. It doesn't matter. Out is James Woody. He's 0-4 tonight. Two strikeouts, a line out, and a ground out. He's the eighth batter in the Elizabethan lineup. Six for his first 56 at-bats this season. Ashy looks to make that 6-57. Piccarelli on first, Torbett on second. First offering from Ashy is a strike one call. No balls and a strike, two outs. Pitch lifted high in the air to center field, but Jet Gilliam is under it, and he makes the half-inning ending catch. The River Riders strand two runners on base. Gavin Hashi tosses a scoreless ninth inning, and we head to the bottom of the ninth. Kingsport trailing by one. We're in for an exciting finish in Kingsport.
TO 08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR, you get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Coming in, looking for the save, Gus Rogers, the left-handed pitcher out of Gateway Community College in Phoenix, Arizona, originally from Lake Oswego, Oregon. Jet Gilliam, Tyler Myatt, and Devin Zyrus are the three due up. Those are the 9-1-2 hitters. Oh, but a pinch hitter coming in for Tyler Myatt, and it's Brandon Phillips. Making his home debut, he made his Axman debut last night in Elizabethton, went 0 for 3 with no strikeouts, an RBI walk, and a run scored. So Brandon Phillips will pinch hit for Tyler Myatt. Jet Gilliam, his 16-game hit streak is still in jeopardy. Comes up in a huge spot. Elizabethan 4, Kingsport 3, bottom of the ninth inning. The Axemen have walked it off once this season. It was a Nico Newhan RBI single against Pulaski back on June 11th. Gus Rogers faces Jet Gilliam to begin the bottom of the ninth. First pitch home. Gilliam fouls it first base side, strike one. Gilliam tonight is 0 for 2 with a walk and a pair of strikeouts. He's in search of his first hit. The 0-1, ball upstairs. Again, Brandon Phillips is in to pinch hit for Tyler Myatt. A ball and a strike to Gilliam. The pitch, skied high into shallow center field. Second baseman Adam Magpah camped under it, and he makes the catch. That kills the 16-game Appalachian League best hit streak for Gilliam, but he did reach base tonight, so he's on a 20-game on-base streak. But the River Riders are two outs away from taking down the Axemen by one run at Hunterite Stadium. The pinch hitter Brandon Phillips comes up. The Charleston Southern Buccaneer will face Gus Rogers. First offering. Ball one up and away. Phillips walked on four pitches last night. And it drove home a run with the bases loaded, but he comes up with the bases empty and one out. Devin Zyrus on deck. The 1-0. Ball too low and inside, and Phillips has a hitter's count. Both teams have six hits, but the River Riders have a one-run advantage. Two balls and no strikes, the count against Brandon Phillips. The pitch. Strike one call. From the windup, Rogers comes home with the 2-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. Elizabethan scored two runs in the third inning and a pair in the seventh. Kingsport scored all three of its runs in the bottom of the third inning. Square count on the pinch hitter, Brandon Phillips. The 2-2. Ball three in the dirt. fills up the count on Phillips. Rogers hurls home the payoff pitch. Ball four, high and outside. It's a pinch hit, one out walk for Brandon Phillips.
The first baseman, number 15, Devin Zaris.
Runner on first, one out. The game-tying run is represented by Brandon Phillips, and Devin Zaris is the best one-out hitter in all of Appalachian League Baseball. First pitch is a strike one call. When hitting with one out, Zaris is 7-for-13 with four extra base hits, and he has the best one-out OPS in the league at 1,571. The 0-1. Ball one outside. Zaris is 1-for-2 tonight with a pair of walks and a run scored. The 1-1. Fouled off the backstop, strike two. Six of Zaris's eight extra base hits have come with runners on. And eight of his 15 hits overall have been extra bases. Phillips leads off first following his pinch hit walk. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Zaris is punched out, and the final hope for Kingsport is Mason Swinney.
The shortstop, number 88, Mason Swinney.
Runner on first, two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Gus Rogers faces Mason Swinney. First offering, swing and a miss. Swinney is 0-for-2 tonight with a walk and an RBI sac fly. Phillips is held on at first base. The 0-1. Swinney pops it up, foul behind home plate, and the Axemen are down to their last strike. And replacing James Woody at first base is Colin Sloan. Elizabethan 4, Kingsport 3. Bottom of the ninth inning, runner on first, two outs. No balls and two strikes the count against the Dallas Baptist Patriot. The pitch, ball downstairs. A ball and two strikes. Rogers delivers home. Phillips takes off. Swinney launches it into deep center field, but Hochmeyer is there to make the game-ending catch. Final score from Kingsport, Elizabethan 4, Kingsport 3. However, the good news is that Johnson City lost, so Greenville keeps Kingsport a game and a half in front of Johnson City. But the X-Men with the loss dropped to 14-10 overall. With the win, the River Riders improved to 9-15. Tough loss tonight, but we'll be back at it tomorrow in Elizabethan. Game three of a four-game set between the X-Men and River Riders. First pitch at 7 o'clock tomorrow, Thursday night. Elizabethan scored four runs on six hits, made an error in the field. Kingsport scored three runs on six hits, made no errors defensively. Losing pitcher for the Axemen is Caleb Townsend. He drops to 0-2 overall with a 2.93 ERA. And the winning pitcher for the River Riders is Sam Novotny. Rather, Pointer gets the win, and then Rogers gets the save. And then again, Townsend gets the loss. From Hunter Wright Stadium in Kingsport, I'm Ben Slotnick. Tough loss tonight. Good night.